Let's talk about sugar. Now, there's many different types of sugar. I'm going to show you a couple different types. This is called refined sugar, as you may have already known. And what sugar does when it's refined, it's taken out of the sugar cane. And sugar cane naturally has a ton of vitamins, ton of potassium, ton of B vitamins. And then when refine it, they take out all this good nutrition, and that's called molasses, okay? And they toss that or they sell it. And then this is what they use to put in a whole bunch of things. Now, there's also high fructose corn syrup, which is very, very cheap, sweetener and corn syrup. And we want to stay away from all that. We also want to stay away from this because when you consume this, it depletes minerals, specifically potassium. That's why when you eat something sweet, you fill up with fluid. Your ankles get all puffy and your fingers get puffy because you're going to retain water. Why? Because this depletes potassium. We already have a problem with the potassium. I mean, you need 4,700 milligrams a day. You don't even get near that. That would be like 10 bananas. So adding this to the picture is really going to put you in a situation, deplete potassium and B vitamins, and you're going to have problems with, nightmares and low blood sugar problems. So when the blood sugar goes down, it doesn't mean eat more sugar, okay? It means that your blood sugars are low, and that means you're going to get irritable. So try not to eat and go to a grocery store. You're just going to be thinking about sweets. You're going to be dreaming about sweets, and that's really why people crave, because they have low blood sugars. Now, when the blood sugar goes high, you get tired and sleepy. Like after you would eat, you might want to just take a nap or a Thanksgiving meal, okay? So now, there's different types of sugar right here, too. This is natural sugar, or it's just basically sugar with a little bit of molasses in there, okay? That's what this is, like brown sugar. And then we have something else called turbinado sugar, which is raw cane sugar. This is a little bit better than the other ones because it has a little more molasses. And again, I'm not telling you to eat this, by the way. I'm just showing you the different types of sugar. This one here is unrefined sugar. This is like molasses crystals. It's very earthy. I mean, it's the least of all evils. I mean, it's not that bad if you're going to eat sugar. This would be the thing you would eat. But the thing is, when you make stuff with this, you can't eat a lot of it because there's so much nutrition. Your body will just like, okay, I had enough. It's very earthy. It has an earthy taste. Now we have also honey. Honey is, we're coming up in the things that are a little bit better for you. Even this, the only reason I would recommend this is coming off your sugar. This would be a little bit better because this is more of a diabetic sugar. It's called turbinado. I'm sorry, it's not turbinado. It's called tupelo honey. Okay, turbinado would be this stuff over here. Tupelo is a type of honey that is absorbed very slowly in the body. It has a certain type of sugar because the little honeybees take 36,000 trips to the beehive to make 1 pound of honey, and then we rip it off and then we give them the white sugar. But if you're going to do honey, do tupelo honey and do very small amounts of it, especially with your kids. But it goes in very slowly. Okay, so that would be on the scale of things, it's better than white sugar, but still, I would prefer you did our favorite stevia or fruit, like peaches or bananas. That would be even better if you really need to have sweeteners. I personally don't like any sweeteners, simply because my body is so used to not eating sugar, my taste buds have adapted, and that's what's going to happen with you. Once you come off this sugar for a week or two, your taste buds, when you eat sugar, it'll be too sweet. So we want to change the way you perceive and taste food. People that are used to eating sugar, you have to eat a lot of it to create the same sensation. So we're trying to get you off the sugar, but stevia is a really good thing. It's very sweet. Put a drop in anything that you want to sweeten and it'll be very sweet. But some people don't like this because it's kind of earthy. So you can use the organic stevia extract. Here's a powder form right here. Don't add a lot. It's very, very sweet, but this is acceptable sweetener. You can have as much of it as you want. Now, the other thing about sweets is there's hidden sugars, like in vanilla yogurt. There's a lot of sugar in there. Or flavored yogurt, ton of sugar. Juice, orange juice is a ton of sugar. So you have oranges, and then you the refined, pasteurized orange juice, which, by the way, is just like sugar water. And then you have you also have the vegetable, which is not very sweet. It has all this fiber, and then you can break it down into vegetable juice, which is better than that stuff, but it's still sweet. You know, if you have like a lot of carrot juice, but if you have celery juice, that's going to be okay. So we're looking at the sugar content. We want to lower the sugar content, simply because when you increase sugar, you increase insulin. In the presence of insulin, you cannot burn fat. All of the fat-burning hormones are nullified when you have just a little bit of sugar. That means a little bit of alcohol, wine before bed. I don't care if it's white wine or dark wine or whatever. Just nix the alcohol right now, because we want to get you off that. If you can't get off of it right away, then what you want to do is take that kombucha tea that I recommend and drink that instead, because it will give you that same relaxing feeling. So we have orange juice, and then we have different juices that people have, and sodas and things like that with added sugar. Just avoid all that stuff. I would recommend eating the whole food, and you can blend it. Blending your vegetables and fruits are much, much better as compared to a juicer, all right? Even if it's vegetable juice. So you can take at my site, I have all these recipes. You can take orange and banana and blend it. You can take kale and blueberry and papaya and blend it. That would be a lot better. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to lower insulin, because insulin is one of the hormones that are negative and the thing that will stop your fat burning, hands down. So even that little bit, you know, even that little bit of sugar in your coffee every day, even that little glass of wine before bed, that's enough to blow the whole week. So try to cut the sugar out. If you're craving sweets, all that means it's a potassium deficiency. To get rid of potassium deficiencies, what you want to do is you want to increase your vegetable to about 10 cups of salad a day. That's what I do. So I have a salad, a big salad for lunch and a big one for dinner. It's not that hard. I mean, salads are fluffy. You can take the salad, baby green salad, and just compress it into like a little ball. And if you still have problems with that, just take your salad, put it in the blender. Put dressing, put nuts, put apples, and blend it. You'd be surprised. It's actually quite tasty. With a little bit of grape in there, it's delicious. It's like a little coleslaw. So those are some tips. I hope you enjoy it.